2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, I'm not entirely sure how much you know about the website Tattle Life, but you may have seen a story over the weekend that the identity of the Tattle Life publisher has been revealed. Here now to explain what Tattle Life is and more about the story is journalist Aoife Grace Moore from thejournal.ie. Aoife, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm not so bad. Thank you so much for joining us because I'm so intrigued. This really and truly blew up over the weekend. Firstly, though, I would love you to explain for anybody who has never heard of the website of Tattle Life. What is it?
Well, I would say if you've never heard of Tattle Life, you're very, very lucky. Tattle Life lists itself as a gossip website. And for anyone who's ever been on the website, it was not very sophisticated. It was very clunky. It was like an old message board. However, celebrities, business people, regular people, influencers would each have a thread. Someone would begin a thread. And I can only really describe it as the Wild West of the internet. People would make anonymous accounts in which they would defame and harass and bully people. And, you know, there's fair comment in terms of criticizing people's work if they didn't like their radio show, for instance, or their wedding dress even. However, this was a different level. This was malicious slander in some points, slandering people's businesses, their parenting, their sexuality. It became a real bullying website for some people. And we know Irish influencers especially have had real, real issues. They've talked about the effect that this website has had on their mental health, on their businesses. And Neil and Donna Sands, the couple who took this case, they said they were the same. They were suffering harassment for years. And that's why they took this case.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Neil and Donna Sands, because they are the ones who actually managed to uncover the identity of the Tattle Life publisher.
Yeah, so Donna Sands has been well known in the Irish fashion circles for years. She owned My Sister's Closet, and now she has her own clothing brand. Neil, he is a tech bro, for want of a better term. Neil is a very wealthy tech guy, and it was actually him that said, you know what, we need to take this case. And because he had that background in technology, he felt like he knew the people to go to who they could uncover the owner of Tattle Life.
Okay.
So they went to a very big company in New York who specialize in these internet investigations. Now, the owner, Sebastian Bond, is a businessman. He had a number of aliases, and he was actually in Asia by the time they tracked him down, numerous bank accounts, etc. So it was very complicated, very expensive, and it took a long time. However, he was named on Friday, and that kind of is the hard part. So now anyone who wanted to take a case, if they believed that they had been defamed on Tattle, they can now take a case against Sebastian Bond as well.
Do you think that that's something that we're going to see?
I have spoken to two Irish people already who are taking cases. I know that there is a huge influencer in England that everyone would know who's already been in contact with Donna Sands as well about her taking a case. So the and I would also say for people who are considering taking cases, threads on the website are starting to disappear because obviously there's concerns now that he will be sued further or other people will be sued further. And the other issue is it's not just Sebastian Bond that can be sued. If you can find out the people who defamed or allegedly defamed you online, you can also take cases against them because they can be fined as well.
Okay, so like them personally, and it's not just Sebastian Bond, the publisher of the site.
Yeah, the way I was explaining it to people is like Sebastian Bond is an incredibly sophisticated online operator with like a number of aliases, and he was fined. So if you're someone, say, from Clondalkin who made a fake account and with a separate name and you're not that sophisticated online, you could be found much, much easier. And the lesson here is everything on the internet is forever and nothing is anonymous.
And this is the thing as well. And actually, this is what I wanted to ask is how has it taken this long for, you know, anyone to be held accountable for stuff that happens on these sites?
Yeah, because we know, like, I know I could name a dozen Irish people off the top of my head who have tried to do this before, but because Neil and Donna were able to take the case, first of all, because they had the money to do it was very expensive and it took a long time, but also it was finding Sebastian Bond. That was the real hard, real expensive part. Okay. And now he has been found, but that's why before, like, I spoke to Gardaí, who said, you know, could not find it. I spoke to a defamation lawyer in Belfast who said, this man is in the wind. I could not find him. Mm. So it is a real feat of the team behind Donna and Neil that they were able to find this person. And, you know, people will say, well, you know, if even if Tattle Life collapses tomorrow, something else will pop up. But this is a turning point in online abuse. I've covered online abuse for an incredibly long time and there isn't many turning points. But this does very much seem like people might sit up and take notice of this now that that no one is anonymous.
Aoife, has Sebastian Bond responded to this at all?
He has not. Neil and Donna's case was obviously in 2023. However, we were not allowed to report his name until Friday, which is why it blew up over the weekend. He is believed to be in Asia, but so far he has not given any comment whatsoever.
Okay. Aoife Grace-Moore, thank you so much for joining
us this morning.
I'd say this is going to be ongoing over the next couple of years because this seems to
be
the tip of the iceberg. We would love to have you back. Thank you very much. I'm sure you're flat out for the day. We'll chat to you again later. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much.
Bye. That is journalist Aoife Grace-Moore covering Tattle Life. If you've seen any of the stuff that had happened over the weekend, it really did blow up with Neil and Donna Sands. Hopefully she'll be back with more updates on any of these cases that are happening.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.